Welcome to 51st Dates. I'm your host, Jolie Moore. I now know that hindsight is 20/20. This season, I'm going to share that wisdom with you. In every twice-weekly episode, I'm going to highlight one of my postcards from my Take Note Stories of Narcissistic Abuse project and the unvarnished truth behind them. A lifetime of gaslighting and abuse are the reasons why my 51st Dates experiment was the unmitigated disaster that it was. I think it was kind of funny, a little bit tragic, but still a mess. Join me as I take on the task of finding out if my future self can forgive that person who lived through abuse and came out of the other side, still searching for a crazy, beautiful love story. Ready? Strap in. Let's go. Hi, this is 51st Dates, and I'm your host, Jolie Moore. You know what happened? Yesterday, I had a phone call with a friend of a friend. I needed a favor from someone. My friend's like, oh, I know the person to call. And so I cold called somebody that I've obviously never spoke to before in my life. And I was describing something that my ex was doing, and she's very blunt. I was so surprised for Southern California to talk to somebody so blunt. But her first thing was like, oh my God, he sounds like a toxic, crazy person. And I was like, but I've just described one minor thing. Let me tell you these other 10 things. And she was like, oh, honey, this is a mess. She's like, I feel very, very sorry for you. And this is somebody who had an ex with their own mental health struggles. So I don't know. It's interesting when other people flag it for you so quickly, but it took me, well, I never saw it. My therapist did. But with that said, let's get to card number 15, slip and fall. My ex would often push me when I was on the stairs. When I slipped, he criticized me for being clumsy. You know, actually, the last episode, I talked a little bit about gaslighting. I don't even know if that's gaslighting. It's just straight up abusive behavior. I hate walking up and down the steps. So here's the thing. My ex is one of those people who felt that since we were married, we should be glued at the hip 24/7. The only savior was that he had a job that took him out of the house. Other than that, I don't know how I would have survived COVID, man. I feel for people with the exes and COVID, or not exes, sorry, husbands who are abusive in COVID because, oh, it's not great. And I know now that he's home all the time, and I can only imagine. Anyway, whenever I'd walk up the steps, when I walked up the steps, he would pinch me, pinch my butt, and it drove me crazy. And he was always like, that's me being sexy. And I was like, I don't like being pinched. And the behavior never changed. And I realized, obviously, an empathetic person would have said, I like to pinch you, but since you don't like being pinched, I will stop pinching you. He never did. So that was going upstairs. On the other hand, coming downstairs, he would always just push me a little. And I don't know, like, I would be like, don't do that. And he wouldn't say anything. Like, he would never acknowledge that he did it. It was so crazy making because the last house that we lived in, I had the steps redone. They had carpet, and I had this wood installed, and the wood was brand new, and you know, like, it's super high gloss when they do it. And it was fairly slippery for years. And probably still is. I don't know. And whenever he pushed me, I would slip. So the house we had previously, like once those steps were redone, I actually had a runner installed so that I could have some grip when going down. And it still happened. And there's no excuse for it. I'm sitting here making excuses. There's no excuse for the behavior. I just had to work around the behavior because I didn't like it. He wouldn't stop it, but I couldn't, if someone had asked, articulate what exactly was wrong with the behavior. And now I realize what I was wrong is I don't want to be pinched. I don't want to be pushed. And therefore, my desires trump other people's behavior. But I did not grow up that way. My mother would do similar things, actually. And they're making a joke or being comfortable or a family play or whatever always trumped my discomfort. And, you know, as I'm older, I realize they did it to make me uncomfortable. The part that I don't get sort of about the narcissistic abuse is why what is it they're getting, that charge they're getting for making people uncomfortable? I get no charge for making people uncomfortable. All I want to do is make people comfortable and not to feel alienated, left out, whatever that is. But they get this huge charge for making you uncomfortable and then making it your fault and then making it a joke. Or making it that you don't, you know, if you really loved me, you wouldn't mind me like pinching you and objectifying you and treating you poorly. And actually, there's no justification for it. The behavior is abusive and full stop. But I did spend any number of years justifying it. And even when I sometimes think about it in my mind, I justify it. And then I think to myself, no, I don't need to do that. But it's taken such a long time to get to that place where I can say, because I didn't want it to happen, the behavior was not okay. I'm Julie Moore, and this has been 51st Dates, the podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I hope you'll share, rate, and review it on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others find the crazy, beautiful love stories that I like to share. Also, please hit the subscribe button on your podcast app. If you'd like to know how this project started, my memoir, 51st Dates, is available wherever books are sold. A link is always included in the show notes. I'm also a romance writer. If you want to know more about my books, please visit joliemoore.com for more information. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Substack at XO Jolie Moore. The essays accompanying these postcards are available on Substack. You can also follow me on all social media at the same handle, XO Jolie Moore. Thanks for listening, and I'll be in your ears very soon.